The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Halloween is fast approaching, and I say many of you are scrambling to put costumes together, whether that be for yourself or your little ones. But no, you are not alone. Saoirse Hanley, the features writer at the Irish Independent, and Siobhan O'Neill White of Mams.ie join me now to talk all things Halloween costumes for both kids and adults. Siobhan, you love Halloween, don't you? And I know costumes are a big part of that.
Yeah, we love it actually. We have a box full of kind of stuff that we use as well for costumes. So every year we have like the witches' brooms, and we have the angels, the halos and all that, devil horns and that kind of stuff. So we have a couple of boxes of Halloween stuff that we pop into the attic, and then we take them down. We've decorated the sitting room, we've decorated the kitchen, and then we've a few kind of scary things to put it at the front door as well. So we really like it. And my husband and I we'll get into the spirit on the day as well. I'll stick on the devil horns and do a bit of makeup on me and do a funny makeup on him. And the girls, my girls love it. They love that their dad is letting them, you know, put stuff, paint on his face and things like that. And, you know, they're getting a little bit bigger now, and you don't get as many cuddles and you don't get as much love. So any kind of opportunity I have to be close to them, to be doing their little face paint and to be helping them with their hair and things like that, I love it. I really cherish it. So Halloween is a great excuse for doing stuff with your kids. And then we have like movie night, and we go through all their treats, and, you know, they hand out some stuff to me and their dad, and then we look at a scary movie together. So we kind of use it as a way to connect with the kids, I think, and I really enjoy that.
Now, I think you and I probably come from a similar era when it came to Halloween costumes. We had black plastic bags, cut out a hole at the top, put it over you. I used to get those plastic nails with a wee bit of red paint at the top.
Yeah.
Ta-da, you're a witch. My brother put the same black plastic bag on, give him a hat. Ta-da, you're a wizard. End of. I have to go trick-or-treating. Kids have got a bit more picky with the costumes. They have got more extravagant. And let's face it, the parents have probably been on board with a lot of that.
Well, my 14-year-old this year wants to dress like Harley Quinn. And there's a bit of a fine line there and how extreme that's going to be. So we were very involved. I was very involved in her ordering the bits of the costumes, because she's 14 and I don't want her to be wearing something that's, you know, provocative or anything like that. And she is quite shy anyway. So you have to kind of find the balance between letting them, you know, dress up as the character or whatever that they want, but also it needs to be age appropriate. So it's a bit tricky trying to get that right.
And you do start quite early preparing for these costumes and getting these costumes early. You're not somebody who's trying to put them together on the 30th of October at 11 o'clock at night looking for, you know, an old piece of your veil.
I have done that. I mean, last night my daughter came in to me and she said, they're making a Halloween thing in school. I need a plain jumper in either green or red or orange at like 10 to 9 last night. Where am I getting that?
I know you found it.
Yeah. Oh, I did find one in her brother's wardrobe. I was like, you just have to take that. But like they do, they put you on the spot and then sometimes they'll tell you, oh yeah, we're dressing up tomorrow and you thought it was a different day, and it can be tricky. So like I said, we have a box of stuff there with witches costumes and all kind of different costumes, and I keep them. And every year somebody needs something and they can go into the box and get it. And one of them wanted to be the Corpse Bride. They love that movie. So we took her old communion dress and we just, it was a little bit ratty anyway because she had wore it on a Bounty Castle for half the day. But, and we did her hair and we did her makeup and we put black pearls and stuff on her and we made a fabulous costume. And we didn't really have to buy anything. The black pearls I had upstairs, the makeup I had, and back combing the hair with a bit of hairspray, and the communion dress, because it wasn't a very poofy kind of a dress. With black tights and we had a little black fingerless lace gloves, and she just looked incredible.
Great.
And it really didn't cost much.
And you've ticked that sustainability cost, because I know there is actually loads of waste when it comes to Halloween costumes, although I think parents have got much better at getting on the WhatsApp groups, the free cycling groups, and trying to swap them and lend them out over the Halloween season. Saoirse, what about you? You first of all, You love dressing up, don't you?
I do. I love Halloween. But I am laughing, listening to Siobhan there saying, you know, that the kids are putting their parents under pressure. And I realise I'm putting myself under pressure. Like, I'm, first of all, a woman who loves costumes, I'm terrible at pre-planning them. And it's always week of or day before that I'm the person that has to appear at school tomorrow in a costume. But it's a party that I've said I'm going to.
And is it a party? Are you going to be gathering with friends kind of across the Halloween season and getting dressed up?
Yeah, like I am 28 and a lot of my friends are around that. And I kind of thought that by this point, like Halloween parties were a bit, I don't know, we were past them, but we're really not. I do have two friends of mine, Kira and Kenzie, who every year will throw a fantastic Halloween party. And theirs is like, I know every year that's coming up, that's when we're doing. I mean, I think I was invited to this one like 2 months ago. They let me know way in advance. So I always have this one coming up. And there are still, like, I was at a Halloween party last week, although it was actually because obviously it's the season of Diwali in India. And this friend is Indian. She has Halloween every year. So you have the option of dressing up in something Indian or as a Halloween costume. Now, I'm obviously not going to put on anything Indian because it obviously is not my place to do that. And she tells us every year, she's like, just go on. And I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. I'll dress up as something ridiculous instead.
So what did you go as?
This year now, myself and my boyfriend went together and we went as Hailey and Justin Bieber, but specifically in that picture where Hailey Bieber is stepping out of a car and she's beautiful red dress and she's got red heels on and a bag and beautiful slick back hair and full face of makeup. And he's wearing a hat on top of his hood in a hoodie with Crocs on. The yellow Crocs and the high socks. Now, I have a very, very patient and forgiving boyfriend who, when I pitched this to him, went, okay. And when I told everyone else, they said, so you get to look gorgeous. And he's got to wear the Crocs. And I said, yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you, Saoirse. I kind of have a rule around fancy dress. No sexy costumes allowed. I just don't believe in them. I think you need to be ridiculous.
And I'm actually usually in that camp with you. I even was talking about this earlier and I was saying, like, I've always been one in the, like, make a costume, something fun, something ridiculous. And then I broke my own rule this year by getting to look beautiful.
Okay. So you took a year out, but every other year.
I took a year out.
Do you have any tips and tricks for people, particularly for those who, you know, can find it difficult to be creative? It doesn't come naturally and who don't want to go and spend a fortune putting a costume together.
I think the kind of double-edged sword of Halloween is, like, you really can go as anything. Like, something I wrote about this week was that when I was in college, and obviously there was a few parties on, and for some reason I just didn't want to keep reusing, I should just keep reusing the same costume because I put a lot of work into one or two of them. And then by the end of the week of Halloween, I was like, Jesus, I have a party tonight, I have nothing to wear, I have no money. And I was like, what am I going to do? And I had dressed up as, there's a UCD campus has loads of lakes, and there's a secret lake you're told about when you start college there. They go, oh, have you been to the secret lake? But no one knows where it is, blah, 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 but it's near the vet building. So I dressed myself up as the secret lake on UCD's campus, which obviously absolutely nobody got at all. And I probably looked like a right weirdo.
You went a bit obscure there.
I went a bit obscure. So, but like, there is kind of, but the reason it's a double-edged sword is, like, you really can go as anything, but that can be to your detriment as well, because you can go way too niche, way too specific, and no one's going to know. I do think there's fun in explaining who you are. It is a bit tedious by, like, the 10th person who says, sorry, what are you dressed? Sorry, I didn't catch that. What are you dressed as? So I think being niche, great. Maybe not too niche. The other thing is, again, like that now, this year I had a couple's costume. You kind of, if you're out of context and the other half of your couple isn't there, if they've gone off to get a drink or they're chatting to someone or they're up dancing, whatever it is, you kind of look a bit unmoored and no one's going to know what you specifically are dressed as. So I think sometimes it helps to have, you know, your partner of this costume, wherever, whatever it is, near you somewhere. So when someone says, you can kind of beckon them over and go, 1 second, you'll get it in a minute, and then show them who you are together. And then failing that, name tags. Something that requires a name tag, you'll always get away with.
My favourite costume I ever put together in my life, now it's a long time ago, probably 20 years ago, I got off the bus in Donegal, having come from Dublin. I got my mother to bring me to Home Base, or whatever the equivalent was. It was still open at 8 o'clock in Letterkenny. I bought a toilet seat, a brand new toilet seat, and I had a copper scarf, and I got some copper paint on the shelves of Home Base. Definitely not suitable for your face, but I painted my face, covered my hair, tied on the toilet seat, and I was Copperface Jacks.
See, that's, you shouldn't have said that, and should have used it again.
Any hard shoulder listeners who are stuck for a costume, there you go. I grant that to you. And I think I actually went viral. Yeah, yeah, it was good, I have to say. It was good. And I think it's a costume I always think, to be honest, Siobhan, that makes people laugh. That's, I think, how you're going to get the best response.
It's supposed to be fun. I mean, I know it can be a little bit, some of the movies and all are a little bit scary, but for us, it's just fun. And we just, you know, even the kids come back, all the sweets and treats get all, we go into the living room and they put them all over the floor and they're putting a stash over here and a stash over there and they're still in their little costumes and, you know, we're going to watch a film. So this is the time when we're looking at things like Goosebumps and Wednesday. There's loads of good films like that that you can watch with, you know, kids, teens, tweens. And it's just about spending time together. But my husband and I would dress up as like witches or vampires or whatever it is. But we do most of the costume. It would be stuff that we would already have here. So we kind of, you know, regurgitate the costumes that we have. And we keep, unless something, you know, the kids have really outgrown it, we keep most of the stuff. And then anything like that's good that the kids have outgrown, we give to the charity shop. So if someone is, if you are a little bit strapped, charity shops will have loads of stuff at this time of year because people will be going through their Halloween stuff, giving stuff away, getting rid of stuff. So if you are a little bit strapped for cash, check your local charity shops. They have good stuff in there as well.
Yep, they do. I picked up a fantastic mermaid costume 1 year for one of the kids in a local charity shop. Anyhow, Saoirse and Siobhan, I'm going to keep an eye on your Instagram pages. Can't wait to see how you look in a week's time. Thanks so much for joining us on The Hard Shoulder this evening.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.